According to the World Health Organization, each year more than 1 million children die because they don't get enough vitamin A in their diet. WHO medical officer Jose Martinez says they knew a vitamin A deficient diet caused blindness, but in the late 1980s they found it caused other problems.
What has been learned since then is that it also increases the risk of severe diarrhea and severe measles, and those two effects are associated with very high mortality in children.
The World Health Organization distributes vitamin A capsules to children in developing countries, but not everyone gets them. So a search has been on to try to find a way to get vitamin A into the diet. A researcher at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology believes he's found a way. Enko Patrikas has genetically altered rice to contain beta-carotene, a significant source of vitamin A. Although it was not part of the original funding of his research, Patrikas also tackled another nutritional problem, iron deficiency. According to UNICEF, iron deficiency and anemia affect as many as 3.7 billion people, more than half the planet's population. In infants and young children, even mild anemia can impair intellectual development. Patrikas says rice contains a chemical that inhibits the absorption of iron.
Even if you have an iron-enriched diet, rice prevents 98% of this iron taken up into your body. Why don't people stop eating rice? Because they cannot. Because it's on what they are living and surviving. They have no choice. They have to eat rice.
So Patrikas inserted a gene that instructs the rice to block the iron inhibitor and put in other genes that increase iron. The rice still needs to be tested to ensure the genetically altered traits don't have unexpected impacts on the environment. Then Patrikas will turn over his rice to the International Rice Research Institute, based in the Philippines. Gurdev Kush is a leading rice breeder there. He will cross the genetically manipulated rice with common breeds of rice that people grow and eat.
Then it has to be tested on the fields, so it will be at least 4 to 5 years before it will be grown widely on the farmers' fields.
Some of the funding for Enko Patrikas' research came from the Rockefeller Foundation. Patrikas says it's important to the developing world that his research was funded by foundation grants and the public sector.
Because this allows us to distribute this material free of any restrictions, free of any financial reward, to those for which we produce this material, to the poor farmer in developing countries. And I'm actually happy that I was able to do this work without having to take money from industry.
So the more nutritional rice won't cost consumers any more than traditional rice. The World Health Organization's Jose Martinez says since rice is a staple in much of the developing world, putting vitamin A and iron into the basic food source will be more effective than handing out vitamin capsules.
Any intervention that has the potential to cover more of the population, I think, can make a lot of difference where the difference is most required.
There's one more hurdle for the iron and vitamin A enhanced rice. The genetically altered rice grain is yellow because of the beta-carotene. Patrikas has dubbed it golden rice. That color change might cause a cultural stumbling block. Patrikas acknowledges it might not be accepted in places where people prefer the pure white color of traditional rices.
It is a completely open question whether people in developing countries who are used to eat white rice will accept to eat yellow rice. This cannot be predicted.
However, officials at the International Rice Research believe that once the nutritional benefits of the rice are explained, the golden rice will be widely grown. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.